CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. This is The Unview, and it's, of course, the magic of radio, the magic of entertainment. I am so inspired. I am so inspired because last night I saw South African theatre, as it does, come to magnificence. Okay, magnificence. West Side Story was absolutely incredible. Incredible. That I was completely and utterly blown away by the performances of Jonathan Rocksmith and of Bianca LaGrange and of Christian, of the whole team. That was Linnell.
Oh.
Oh, Lord, it was so good. So good. My special guest here on The Unview this morning, the entertainment show that makes us all happy, whether it's food, whether it's dance, whether it's theatre, whether it's film, whether it's television, is my wonderful Ziyanda Ziyako.
Morning.
Not Ziyako. It's like Ziyako, the middle word. Like it's Ellen Chubby Ford. It's Ziyanda
Ziyako.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Who's my special guest in studio? And I've got to tell you what a guest she is. And of course, we're going to have so much fun. But I must tell you, this is such a phenomenal song on so many levels. Such a phenomenal song.
Is it the song of West Side Story?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a great song. Now, let me talk. Ah, there we go.
Maria,
I've just met a girl named Maria.
Stunning.
And suddenly the name will never be the same.
Maybe.
Maria,
what a song.
A girl named Maria.
Maria.
And suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud.
He definitely has to sing to us. There's no way he can walk out of here and not sing.
I know. But you know what's incredible? When you're about to walk into West Side Story, which I said last week I hadn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you bump into one of the most phenomenal producers and actors in the world that lives in South Africa and been in the business for 55 years, and he starts to sing Maria to you in the entrance of the Johannesburg Theatre before you walk in. Then you know things are magic. And then his wife Jeanette whispers in your ear
and says,
"It's his birthday tomorrow, Alan."
Oh!
So I thought, wow, that's incredible. Richard Loring, happy birthday for
happy
the second of tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Mr. Loring.
And then he sings Maria.
Thank you, Alan. What an introduction. But you know why I sang Maria? And let me just say, what an incredible, incredible show last night. And before we say anything more, let me just say to all of my fellow and female Aquarian friends out there all over the world,
have
the most wonderful, wonderful Aquarium month. We're very special people, we think, and I just hope you're going to have a great, great day and a great month.
Thank you so much.
But my dear Richard Loring.
Alan, I must just tell you, Stephen Sondheim, who wrote West Side Story. I worked with in my first West End show in 1963-64 in the West End of London. He also wrote A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And Stephen Sondheim, I got to know as a personal friend. I'm still in touch with him. And when I see the show all these years later, it takes me straight back to the West End of London. Isn't that wonderful?
That is superb. But then your wife said something interesting, so that's why we're going to do a happy birthday for you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Richard. Happy birthday to you.
So, Richard.
Yay. Oh, I didn't know you did auditions on Cliff Central.
We do. That's the whole point.
Did we get a role?
Oh, okay. So, I put your names down. I just need to know your ages and whether you don't and whether you act. And if you send me a signed picture in, I'll let you know within the next week whether you're in the next show or not.
Stunning.
Richard Loring, but your wife mentioned that this is an incredible thing. You look like, I think, like you're in your like late 50s, early 60s. But this is your 80th birthday.
I wish.
80th birthday.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Yeah, well, 55 years in the business and your 80th birthday.
I cannot believe he is not aged past the age of 50 something. It's crazy. I mean, with all the stress of the dancers and the stress that goes behind putting a show together, I can't believe you look the way you do. You look amazing.
Yeah, you know what, when people talk about the stress, when I see people like Christopher Jefter,
who
plays Bernardo, and two or three other people from African Footprint, a couple of other people from shows, Carly Graham, who was with me in Nights of Music, and Joseph and a few other shows, and they come up to you and they just remind you of the past, and people say to me, wow, you know, it's because of all of that I think, I don't think there's anything about age. I think it's all in the mind anyway, to be honest. But I think that when you surround yourself with people who are talented and they love you and you love them, you just have a life that is so special. And I think that makes a very big difference. You know, I don't go to work every morning. I work 24/7. I love what I do. And I think there's so many people who go to work and think, do I really have to go to work today? Yes. I don't think about it in that way at all. It's not a job. It's what I do.
Richard, you're 80 today. This is your birthday. I know that you're not having a party. You're not having a big hullabaloo. And I know that you're a hullabaloo type of person because you want to do something different this year. And tell me what that is. Tell me about it.
Well, it's just that I just know that I've been blessed in my career. First of all the things I've done, been able to achieve, along with the help of a lot of other people. But I also know that at the same time we work and live in the most precarious business in the world. I mean, there's my young daughter Natasha, who's in Los Angeles at the moment. La La Land, let's call it La La Land.
La La Land.
And it's a hard business. And so I know that as blessed as I've been. And a successful, however you define success, I know there are many, many, many actors and actresses who we know very well who have fallen on hard times. The spotlight's gone off them, they've fallen ill, their career has changed. And I've sat on the board of the Theatre Benevolent for 35 years, and we try and look after people in the industry.
So it is and this is for the theatre. So you're raising funds on the special day for the Theatre Benevolent Fund. How do we support it, Richard?
Yes.
What do we do? How do we get involved?
How do we pitch it?
Well, it's very simple. It says if I gave you the details, if somebody wanted to send in, you know what, R1, R10 to somebody who's got nothing. If I tell you how many well-known people and actors and actresses fall by the wayside, just for a whole lot of reasons. And you know what? When that spotlight moves away from your career, what you need is calls like we get today from you to me saying, hey, well done, you're blessed, happy birthday. They don't get those things. So what we try and do is raise money and we send money to them. We look after them. We've got something like 30 nationwide recipients who we look after. We've been bored. We've never had government sponsorship. It's all done from people who give of their time, give of their support. And calls like this, which hopefully will bring in a little bit more money, as I said, R1, the R10, the R100 from a lot of people adds up to a lot of money. And just know that every rand that goes in goes to somebody, I must tell you, who really, really
beautiful.
Needs it.
Richard,
beautiful.
How do we get involved? Can they just go to your Facebook page? Where are the details?
Well, if they go to my Facebook page, they will find the number on there. But I'm also happy to give it the details. But is it too complicated for me to give details?
Is it banking? Is it banking stuff, Richard?
Yes.
It's going to be complicated. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Please go to Richard Loring's Facebook account. Is there a website, Richard?
There's a Theatre Benevolent website, but there's also, they can SMS, hang on, I'm just going to pinpoint it for you. I'm going to give it to you right now. There's an SMS number here which they can phone, and the SMS number is 40770.
Yeah, and...
For R20, it's an automatic. If they SMS...
Oh, that's great.
TBF... 40770 to donate R20, also it goes in automatically.
That's magic. That's exactly what we can do. Happy birthday, Richard. Have
Happy
the best
birthday,
day.
Richard.
Thank you. And to all you guys, well done for all the work. Well done for promoting theatre in the best possible way. And to all of those
West Side Story people who were so great last night, absolutely fantastic. We can all feel proud on this morning to be truly, truly South African.
Richard Loring, happy birthday, and we're going to have you in studio soon because we want to talk about African Footprints is returning to Soweto. Yes. That's coming up soon. That is Richard Loring, the of course, Mr. Producer.
Mr. Producer.
Sang with Cliff Richard.
Yes.
Before, worked with Cameron McIntosh, Stephen Sonder.
I mean, this is speak for themselves. Yeah,
wonderful.
And amazing. And I can't believe he's 80 years old.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Maria. That's incredible stuff. Please remember, if you want to, it's $20. SMS TBF to 40770.
That's right.
40770. That's how simple this is. It's just magical. Now, on the line, you know, we do, so on the show, I do a restaurant of the week or the month,
ooh,
depending what it is.
I like to eat.
Even though I'm on the biggest diet ever.
Look, oh. I'm on a fast. I'm on a 21-day fast.
Oh, you don't even know what we're doing. I'm so going good. Yeah, I tell you, it's going well. But this place, you do not go if you're on diet because it's exceptional. And I want to tell you, because it's important that you know this, Z, is that I don't pick places that invite me to them. I go to places, I eat out a lot, and if I find it exceptional, I pay for my meal, they don't know who I am, and then I phone them afterwards and say, listen, I've got to tell you, you're really cool.
Look, for you, that's an event. For us normal people, we just generally pay for our food.
No, we have to pay for food. But you have to announce it, because otherwise they think you're a member of the media, and then you got kind of
got
a press release, and you came to an opening night, and
then think you don't pay for
it. Yeah, no, I pay for my food. It's important, actually, because if you're a proper food critic, you pay for your food, and they don't know who you are. It's really cool.
Okay, fine. No,
so I've got Danita Alves on the line. Danita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful. It's called Burger and Lobster in Cape Town.
Burger and Lobster, my favorite thing.
Okay, now here it is. Is it, you know, I've been to, is it Lobster and Burger in London? Is it the other way around?
No, it's the exact same in London.
It's Burger and Lobster. I knew it was something like that. And the food is exceptional, I mean, on a number of levels. But where do you get lobster in a beautiful like roll with burgers on the side? You can have a half burger, half lobster, loads of chips, the best cocktails. It's in Bree Street in Cape Town, which I thought was quite exceptional because I didn't expect it, I must tell you. It was one of those things that came to me as a surprise. You sit back, it's kind of really relaxed. The service was superb. Superb.
We love good
waitress
service.
Was really, really good. It's gourmet burgers with lavish lobsters in the heart of the trendy Bree Street in Cape Town with lots of cocktails. It is so mother city. Congratulations, I've got to tell you. I think it's excellent. Tell me about where it came from and how you did this.
So if you guys don't know, the Burger and Lobster concept is already going. There's one, like you know, in London. There's one in New York. Believe it or not, there's one in Dubai too. So like yourself, you've been to the one in London. It works well. We just figured of creating one in Cape Town, but changing it up and making them more vibrant, funky for Cape Townians and tourists. So like you know, we have the same concept with the gourmet burgers, the ravish lobster rolls. We have new items now like lobster, nitwa, vanilla. We changed it up with like cocktails, craft beer, the vibe, the darkness with the light coming through. So yeah, it's been working so great in Cape Town, and we're so blessed and so grateful that everyone's taking on to our content.
Davita, I want to tell you what I did like about it is that it's not a beach venue, which is good because you know. We're so focused in Cape Town on the beach and the sunsets, and that's great. But the thing is that for 8 months of the year, the weather is miserable. Where do you go? Bree Street is so trendy. I love that road. I think it's like the street to be. It's like Rocky Street and Hillbrow used to be in the 1970s and 60s.
I was not born then, so I don't know.
Oh, weren't you?
Bree Street is like the pretty spot.
So, again, your exotic cocktails are things like, I mean, give us some, the marigold, for example, I saw, that I had.
Marigold. Yeah, so basically it comes to Burger Lobster. You're going to see, we do the standard cocktails, but we basically change it up. So like the marigold, we have the lavender in there with the gin. Our famous cocktail that people can't get a hold of is basically an old-fashioned. But we have a bacon and maple syrup old-fashioned with a bit of a twist. So you're going to get a bit of maple syrup in the old-fashioned. You're going to get a dried bacon on top. Everything with us is a little different. Like the dirty old gherkin, which basically a martini with gherkin in it. you're going to think, what the heck is going on? But when you taste it, you're going to keep on coming back for more.
Well, I cannot wait to be there.
And what is the speciality meal? What meal would you suggest when people have when they come there?
Hold on, I've got to help Z. Burger and lobster.
I know, but they obviously have a meal that they're famous for that is burger and lobster, Alan. So which one would you suggest?
Okay, so I'm going to give you two options. First time coming to Burger Lobster, always tell people we have our famous half and half. So basically, you and a friend come to Burger Lobster, you sit down. I always suggest you order a burger and lobster roll. We do it half off, so you get to experience the burger and the lobster roll at once.
That
but
sounds amazing.
But the honest truth, what you're really known for, it's so hard because I feel like known for our burger and a lobster roll. Because our burgers, I promise you, if you eat our burgers, you can't go anywhere else and eat a burger. Our people that come to us literally 3 times a week.
And they've got a vegetarian burger. So if you're not into lobster or burgers, and they've got great salads.
Oh, so I can go now on my fast. So I can go and have a veggie burger at Burger & Lobster.
Yeah, but I mean...
What's the point?
And guys, don't forget, we also now have new items on our menu. We have lobster mixed with salad. So if you're on a diet, don't be ashamed. We have lobster mixed with salad. We have the oh so amazing lobster and bacon macaroni and cheese.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Macaroni and cheese with lobster and bacon.
Lobster and bacon. Heaven.
It sounds
mind-blowing.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, it's called Burger and Lobsters in Bree Street in Cape Town. It is really great. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations. I just think you're exceptional. Danita Alves, the manager of Burger and Lobster, thank you so much for joining us. And that's really good.
I'm definitely visiting it there. My next visit to Cape Town, I will be at the Burger and Lobster.
That is
exactly. So I'll see her then.
Alan Kermitzi's gone into a briefing. I know he's got his new show on SABC 2.
Oh.
So he may not be on the show this week, but we'll get him next week. Okay, apologies about that. Things like this, I guess, happen. So next on the list. Now, let me tell you. So two friends of mine are getting married.
Oh.
They are the most wonderful couple, okay? Seriously. Mm-hmm. It's like love. This is like West Side Story, but
Maria.
Without the violence. Without violence.
Damn it. There's no love without violence. If it doesn't hurt, it's not love.
No, this is proper love. It's proper love. Okay. And so what they've done is that because they're on the line. I'm just going to ask him directly.
Okay.
But Greg Lipton, who is from the MD of Beyond Red, is one of my dear friends getting married to his partner, Jean. And what... Jean is into festivals and Greg wasn't really, and Greg's a big eventer.
Mm-hmm.
So they are hosting a love festival over Valentine's Day.
Oh, we love
for
love.
The whole of South Africa with tented camps. It's going to be, glamping,
amazing.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're having the wedding in the middle of the festival.
Oh, that's so rad.
With the whole of like South Africa around them and all their best friends.
Beautiful.
But it's a jewel. It's a party. It's called the Plus One.
When is this taking place?
Well, we'll find out right now.
Okay.
Greg Lipton's on the line. How are you doing, Greg?
Very well, thank yourself, Al. How are you this morning?
I hope I opened it correctly.
I'm smiling from ear to ear. So thank you very much for introducing our love festival in such a beautiful, special way.
But what a way to do a love festival.
That's a lovely
that they're having their wedding at the event they're creating for South Africa in this festival.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is brilliant.
For the love of art, for the love of music, for the love of nature.
Love
we're
of food.
Trying to do
yes.
something
we love
for the love of our beautiful South African people to come out and celebrate love.
Oh,
yeah.
Stunning.
We've got such a beautiful country with so many talented artists and not only musicians but DJs as well as contemporary artists, so many different kinds of love. Love for food, love for nature, and the most beautiful setting. I'm in Franschhoek in February. You don't get better than that. So we're taking Paris by storm and saying we're the city of love,
yes.
And we're hosting a festival of love,
which is absolutely magical. And it is. It's in the Winelands. It's in the Cape. I know people are coming from Johannesburg. People are coming from Australia. People are coming from around the world for this Plus One festival. And I think if you're single. Like I am. Are you single?
I am. Have you seen me? How can I be single?
Okay, so you're not single?
No, of course not.
Well, some of us are. Horrible you. But you could. There are a lot of going to be other ones without plus ones, and they're hopefully going to.
And they'll meet the
one
plus
and one,
one
will be
the
two.
Festival.
That's the idea.
Listen, a plus one doesn't mean a lover. It can be your best friend. It can be your wingman. It can be whoever it is. That's exactly why the whole festival is called plus one. Because when you go to a wedding, you've got to think, who's that person I want to party with? Who's the one that's going to make this interesting? Who's the one that's going to take this to not being that, but, oh my God, I'm waiting for them to take pictures.
If you go with your best friend and that's your plus one, you find someone else's best friend is a plus one.
Stunning, and you can all be best friends and be lovers and friends.
Well, I don't know, but not menage a trois, dear. Not menage a trois.
Oh, okay.
Please, this is
clean. I'll take it back.
That being said, Greg, when is it happening? How long is it happening for? Basically, the nicest thing about this is that, you know, Z, when you look at what they're doing, is they're going to have, there's a gallery, there's food caravans, there's food trucks, you can walk in the meander and enjoy the beautiful winelands. You can go off to the wine cellars and have a glass of wine. You can dance on, how many different dance floors do you have?
We've got two dance floors, one of them called Something Old, one of them called Something New.
You see.
I would be at the Something Old. You can be Something New.
I'm Something Old. Greg, are you the Old?
Exactly. Reinvented classics. I'm the Old. Yes,
you're the Old.
I love my music from the 90s, from the 2000s, even from the 50s and 60s. Why not bring it
back? So we're going to Something Old.
Dance around. I'm in the daytime. Absolutely. So the whole idea is old school on the Something Old floor.
We can have fun at the old school and then go find something new.
New floor. Exactly. 100%. That's the whole thing. We'll go from Elvis Presley to Bruno Mars. That's how you're going to do it.
That's the whole thing.
And actually, never mind. So our live performances on the Something New stage are from bands like Mikasa, Good Luck, The Kipness, and then DJ Euphonic. We're bringing international DJ from Berlin, Lovebirds, for the Love Festival. So, we're really doing everything we can to make everybody have a good time.
So Mikasa's going to be there. Go through the names again of that new. You see the new.
Of the new.
Mikasa is performing just before Euphonic, so they're going to be doing their song together on our stage. Mm-hmm. And then the afternoon starts with the Kipness going into Good Luck. And then after that is after Euphonic's set, we go to Lovebirds from Berlin.
I mean,
and we've got three international acts, one from Paris, others from Britain. So we've got a tasty, delicious serving for our audience who we want to invite to come and crash the party, crash the wedding, crash the happily ever after.
Crash everything. Let's do this. Give me the dates. The dates are, it's the week of Valentine's Day.
17 to 19th of Feb.
Okay.
17th to 19th of Feb. So that's in a couple of weeks' time. So it's the perfect time to decide what you're doing for Valentine's Day.
If you want to stay for the weekend, you can. There are tents.
You can. If you want to come
glam
for the day, you can. So you can either go glamping. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday individually. And then, of course, you can glamp. So with a tent, with beds, with linen, with a carpet, lights, multi-plug to charge your cell phone. So, you know, trust me, that's exactly how Jean and I started this whole thing. Is he introduced me to festivals, and I introduced him to glamping. Because I am a Santa princess.
Yeah, you are a Santin princess. We know that. Okay, the question I've got to ask you, is the following: how do we book and how do we go about doing this?
PlusOneFestival.com is our website. Go take a look at it. It's got full information about the art, about the gallery, about the artists. We're about to launch our lineup of all the other acts, the local and international. We've got a Kinky Disco Friday fantasy. So on the Friday night, we've got the Kinky Disco team doing a little takeover. On the Sunday, we've got Vinyl Biggs doing a takeover. So we're sharing the love with some of the favorite parties that we enjoy and bringing them to our festival. So it's really a combination of love that makes this festival unique. I'm speaking to one of my friends who I love, so you know, dearly.
Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you, Greg Lipton.
And you're part of the story. I mean, you and John met at the time that John.
It was at a table where I said to you, but I know that guy, and he was like, do you really? I said, come, let me
be.
And I phoned him, and I gave you the telephone. That is how
amazing.
It started.
That is so amazing.
Okay, besides, I had met before that, but that's not the point. The point is I'm involved.
Yes.
Here's the thing, www+1, not O-N-E, so it's +1festival.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
WWJ.
And you can look at all the different ticket prices. There's weekend options, down to bringing your own camp. So there's the people who enjoy their own campsite. Bring your own tent.
Oh, you can bring them.
There is hot water.
There's what? Water.
There is hot water.
So, you know, we had to give you that option.
Okay.
And toilets. So, you know, we're taking it's glamping even if you're bringing your own tent.
Okay. I'm not bringing my own tent.
Otherwise, you're providing bed and linen for you. You're going honeymoon suites. So that
excellent.
Is the ultimate on yeah.
Gregory.
And then there's the option of the proposal, there's moving in together and their first date. So there's a whole bunch of different options. Available.
There's lots of things
happening.
And it's for everybody. I do want to end on one thing, is that I will say that it is across the board. It's so Cape Tony. It's black, it's white, it's gay, it's straight, it's man, it's woman, it's everybody.
It's international. I think Cape Town and Franschhoek are built in international. Come on, let's get those friends.
I must say, when I do arrive,
to come and spend the Euros here, please.
No one will need a tent because there'll be so much camping with me around. Camp, baby. We love you.
That's why you're in the invitation list, Al. Love you madly. Thanks.
Thank you.
And that's Greg Lipton, the MD of Beyond Red, www.plusone, the number one, festival.com, happening in Franschhoek the 17th to the 19th of February.
That sounds so amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. I really think I should maybe ditch my partner and go find a new one on the new stage.
Maria. I met a girl named Maria. Isn't this fun, the show?
It's amazing.
It's so good to do good entertainment, to do really cool things.
And it's really good to get to interact with the people that are actually doing the shows and speak to them and find out what goes behind.
From Richard Loring to Jonathan Rocksmith is coming on the show. I can't wait to have Jonathan on. To just talking magical things all around, actually.
That is great.
A special guest in studio has joined us, Didi Makuban.
Didi!
How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so Didi, welcome to the world of... No, not welcome. I mean, you have been around...
She is in this world. She is crazy as hell. Do you know that she does these videos that are funny on the net? Do you know that she does that?
No. What, tell me about what videos.
Tell him.
Okay, so I'm going to expose my boyfriend. So what happened?
Ooh, well, don't worry.
What happened was
how these videos started.
If Sumizi was here... Okay, he used to do the show with me. Sumizi would walk in and make you seriously, like, expose your boyfriend. Look at all the dirty pictures.
Yeah, show us your boyfriend's nudes. That's expose your boyfriend.
He doesn't have any. I don't ask for nudes.
What kind of relationship is that? Anyway, tell us about your video.
Okay, so how it started out was in...
I didn't mean it like that.
It was actually like last year on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
He was away with his friends and he wasn't with me and I got so upset.
Uh-huh.
But my sister then took me out and stuff and bought me sunglasses. We had lunch. Aww. It was awesome. So my first actual video that I posted was just telling people to just love themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was throwing shade at him.
Yes, of course.
Obviously, but...
Trees.
Lots of trees. But I got such a great response, especially because the videos were in Sesotho and a lot of my market or a lot of people who enjoy my work are Sotho speaking people because my Sesotho is fleeking.
Yes.
Listen, if you're going to stay at the SABC2, you've got to be speaking Sotho.
A lot.
It's a Sotho channel.
You should be speaking Sotho right now.
Seriously. I'm telling you.
Closing out your market here.
when I was the first producer of Mutswako, you learned very quickly how to speak Sotho. Dumela.
Dumela and
thank you. But of course, you've been on SABC2. I mean, you were inside the Baobab Tree.
Yeah.
The lead presenter of that. That was in 2013. 2014, you were on ETV. You then went Six and Stones on SABC One. You did in 2015, you were on Mzansi Magic. You've kind of really wafted across the whole field, which is really good. And then last year, you were in SABC Two's Keeping Score.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did the second season of, and you're correct, of Kaba
Say it again.
I'm sorry it's small and I can't read.
Just wear your glasses.
Look how small it is. Can you see?
It is tiny.
We're getting old. We're gramping. We're gramping. I'm loving it. So what a career. What a way to start. Has this been your dream?
All the time. Since I was young, I don't ever remember wanting to be anything else other than an actor, other than an entertainer, which is where I've always been. So more than, this is basically a dream come true, but it's become such a part of my life that, you know, I'm passionate about it and it's what I live for.
This is The Unview. My name is Alan Ford. My special guest that's standing in and co-ing with me today is Ziyanda Yako.
Not Makubane, Ziyanda Yako, yes.
I said Ziyanda. Actress and singer who came in here last year and irritated all of us. But now
this is why you're obsessed with me.
This is why I'm obsessed with you. I brought you back and it's kind of fun. And then our special guest in studio is actress Didi Makubane. And again, you're in this business, you're in this industry. You know, where we come from, okay, we're not that old. We've been in the business now for maybe 17 years. But I'll say something to you. You know, this Instagram, taking these live Facebook things, and it's changed the industry quite a bit because now everybody thinks they're a star. Here's the question. How talented are not you particularly, but how talented are they? You see, that's why I asked that question.
Look, I think for me, a lot of people are, as you say, Instagram celebrities. Mm. For me, I don't even regard half of unfortunately of our entertainment industry as celebrities because I don't know what we're celebrating.
Yeah.
I think they're famous for being looking nice on Instagram and pictures, turning around, they've got a nice booty. But what are you famous for? What are we celebrating? Why are you celebrated?
You know, and I want to use a small example. Leanne Liebenberg.
Yes.
Okay, because this is a great example.
Yeah.
But you must understand a 15-year or almost close to 15-18 year career of winning the FHMs, doing the top model shoots, going and doing television, doing a bit of radio, coming forth in Miss South Africa, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has a history or a profile that can give her that right to have an Instagram presence or fame.
Yes.
Okay, Beyonce. Do you get what I'm saying? They've done something.
Yes.
And you've done something.
Mm.
It just concerns me that a lot of the people shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know,
exactly.
Now they're using.
They're almost bubbling under.
Which is good because you're going to find great talent that maybe may never have come through the ranks. But, you know, we went to go see West Side Story. You must see it. Have you seen it?
Can't wait. I've seen it. I was in West Side Story in high school. I need to go see.
You've got to see this. It's the winner. It's the winner. It's the
one
win this year because it's not a part of this year's current season. This will be the Lady Award winning.
Okay, cool.
But it's got it. I know between Priscilla and this, it's going to be difficult. But I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. But Jonathan Rocksmith walks into that stage and you go, you don't need an Instagram.
Ooh, and he has such a presence.
You don't need. Okay, Bianca LaGrange walks up. You don't need Christopher Jefter. You don't need an Instagram. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Linnell Kennard, who is an opera singer from the Cape Town Opera School and Academy, I think it's. I don't have it in front of me. But beyond Maria Callas stature.
Yes.
So they don't need that necessarily.
They
have it already.
Absolutely.
Do you see? And I think that is what I asked and that I was getting at, is that it's difficult because everybody's trying to get there when you have the talent. Right or wrong, Didi?
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, social media following and like having a large following has made things somewhat more complicated for those of us who already have like...
And irritating.
Girl, I used to get irritated and I was like, you know what? Just center yourself, get your chakras right. Don't let it get to you, you know? But I think at the end of the day, it's also knowing what you have to offer. It's knowing that, you know, there's a craft. There's a whole artistry that comes behind you, you know? I've studied for this. I'm learned in this. So when I walk into a casting room, I'm not like
you're not taking a chance.
I've got 100,000 followers, so I'm great for this. I'm there to offer a piece of me, And that for me is a little bit more fulfilling than just the numbers that come with
what you are.
Absolutely.
It's just interesting. I was at the JMB Met in the GH Mum Champagne tent. It was exceptional. It blew my socks off. I've had a blown away week.
Your life is so hard. West Side Story Mum.
But I have been very busy. That being said, though, is that there were so many new up-and-comings that are on the Vuzus and the Shmuzus and the Zuzus and the Boo-boos and the Hoo-hoos and the Ha-has and the
Moo-moos.
And I'm watching these people because it's so interesting because I'm like, firstly, I put so many people on television because I produce a lot. And I'm like, they're standing there and everyone's like ignoring everybody. And I found it quite annoying. Because I thought to myself, here comes Busted Sanam Halimela Kumalo, who turns around.
We know what she's done.
Who kisses everybody alive.
Yes.
And you see the people like Vanessa Carrera walk in, and they just happen to be South Africans, and people like Machaka, and everybody's walking into this room. And John Ramacho, you know, just these phenomenal people. And these guys are kissing each other, all know each other. And then there's a group of people, I'm sitting there, and they're these up and coming stars, and they're just like, they're like so busy taking selfies that they didn't notice that
they're not even at the event.
That missed that the entire room was filled with some of the most influential people
absolutely
in South Africa, including the head of Mnet.
The people that,
and
you know
SABC,
what I'm saying?
And Sun International, and Pernod Ricard, and BMW, and Investec, and their friends who mainly be. Do you understand what
they're
I'm saying?
They're not there for that. They're there to take
selfies.
To be seen that they're there. They're not there to enjoy them.
They didn't get that.
They don't even know. They don't even know what that space can do for them and their careers.
The networking.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I love this. I was like, who's that?
Exactly.
And I go kiss someone and they just ignore you.
I don't even go to events anymore, Alan. I can't.
Listen, my love. I was about to say I wouldn't put you on TV, don't think. Bum, bum. That shouldn't, it's not, listen, but you get what I'm saying.
I get you. I get you.
In studio, Didi Makubani and, of course, Z Yako.
Yes.
We've got some wonderful things happening. Jonathan Rocksmith will come up in a moment. But I want to tell you, this man has been around since time and memorial, because seriously, that's how long this man has been around. And he is hilarious and he can hypnotize you. And it's been fun. I remember seeing him when I probably was about 16 years old, which is like 20 years ago. Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist, how are you? You're still kicking it.
I am doing so well. I've been enjoying every minute of the conversation. I've been sitting here thinking, you know, listening to hearing about people and missing opportunities. I've been thinking about you and your tape deck there at the old Victory Theatre. You know, we still use tapes, and you came and interviewed me when
you
were like
that?
A little young. Yes, I do. What
do you
a question, Alan.
Do you remember I came here like with my little tape deck with a little microphone for 702? Yes,
We were in that awful dressing room, which was nothing more than a crate that was hanging above the sky.
Seriously.
And there you were, and you did my first ever interview for 702. So
really?
I do
That's
remember
crazy.
It. I was sitting
That's
here remembering
years
all
Alan,
these
do you know everybody
we
in the industry?
Yeah. I do know a lot of people in this industry. Plenty of people.
Alan is as old as I am. Alan, when I say old, experience-wise, I think Alan has been around every entertainer that's walked the planet of the earth.
Okay,
you
so
know,
did
South
Alan,
African entertainment.
Did Alan help Moses build the ark?
No. Moses never built the ark. No, it didn't.
Yo, yo, yo!
Andre, the Hilarious Hypnotist, tell me a bit about what you do, what the magic of course, of the show, the show is about. Well, listen, for years you've hypnotized people on stage. For years you've done television work. This, but how do you reinvent hypnotism or this art,
you know what?
Or this work?
I'm the luckiest guy on the planet because I'm the one guy that does not have to reinvent. So I'm very lucky that the volunteers reinvent my show every night. I go up on stage. I don't know what the heck to expect. And my goodness, they make sure I don't know what to expect. So unlike a comedian that has come up with fresh material every night, I just have to be prepared to face a cold audience and hope that the volunteers are incredible. And 90% of the time, they really are. The people are creative. Brilliant.
Well, Andre, the thing is that, now, here's the thing. Is hypnotism real? Because I haven't been hypnotized. I have. By Andre.
Yeah,
actually. And I think I gave birth on stage, actually.
Did you?
I seriously did. Andre, I'm going back to the Umhlanga Sands days.
Oh my glory!
Where I was like 15 years old. I mean, like you're like 100. You and Richard Loring. I'm joking.
I was 1920.
Yes.
That was the forming years. We started off. It was. I decided I was going to be. He was a magician that used to tour the Durban caravan parks. I can't remember his name. An old gentleman. I saw him when I was a child, and so I decided to do the caravan routes to try and create some form of a name. And you know, it kind of once again, what you guys were speaking about the youngsters of today. You know, I got out there and I worked. I went out and I would get up at 5 a.m, put posters up at these caravan parks and inside the bathrooms and stuff. And, you know, and then at night I would sell my own tickets at R2 a ticket and then do the show. And that was where it started. And Umhlanga was the launching point. That was pretty much where the world got to know Andre Delirious Hypnotist.
Okay, and that's exactly what the magic of the Hilarious Hypnotist is. Andre, you're at Monte Cassino at the Peter Terrine upstairs. Is that right?
That's right. My usual haunt, 10th year. So it's we're setting a standard. It's my 10 consecutive years in a row, January to March every year.
I really would love to get you into studio. I'd love to actually, you know what I want to do? I want to bring a few people and I want to get them hypnotized.
Yes.
I seriously want to do
please.
That.
We should come
can
up with
that.
Why don't we just do that?
Let's do that.
Yes, we can. I will make sure that gets organized. I as you know, today I'm sitting on the Midrand Road, so it's kind of driving from one end to the other. Mm. But I'm going to make sure we organize that. Let's get a bunch of people. You grab a few people there that you know that you might want to turn into chickens.
Yes.
And let's get them hypnotized.
I seriously gave birth on stage and I wasn't acting. I seriously gave birth on stage and I wasn't.
I think I also I need to be hypnotized because I'm one of the people that are skeptics.
Yeah, you'll feel it. You'll feel it. Trust me. Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be fun. Looking you'll have a normal conversation, yeah. Guys, and sleep. Now you're a chicken.
Quack, quack, yep. Quack, quack.
that was the best. I think there's a duck. That wasn't
hilarious.
A chicken. And that's why he's Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist.
Makes sense.
Andre, thank you for joining us.
That's
when does the show run up? It runs at Monte Cassino at the Peter Terrine. And of course, people can book a copy ticket or go to the box
copy
office.
Competitive box office, and I'm there until the 20th of March. So still significant time, but like this weekend's
so
already
much
pretty much 90%
so
sold out.
Take a friend, they embarrass themselves.
I can't wait. I want to take my
Andre.
I
want to tell you one thing. Okay, we'll get tickets. One thing is that now that we've got these cameras and these video cameras on our phones, it's so funny what you could imagine. Because now you can show them what they look like. We had 20 years ago,
you
had to bring an old camera and then you had to download the tape and put it on TV. So now it's just so much easier.
Stunning.
We used to have to record it on the old VHS with the, you know, you used to bring a camcorder the size of a handbag. And we sell VHSs. And now I do, sometimes what is really amazing about technology is sometimes after the show, I'm leaving and I get an SMS from a friend, you know, just some arbitrary friend that I have somewhere. And it'll be a video clip of that night's performance. And it's already been sent around and distributed and shared. And you're like, oh, that's a bit scary, you know.
And it's good to have you. And it is scary to be hypnotized. And that was Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist.
Thank you, Andre.
And sleepsy. Shame. Your poor boyfriend. I mean, that's so attractive. I so wanted like to hold you.
You know what? I respect my elders, so I shan't say anything.
Yeah, well, okay. You know what? Correct, you should respect your elders, dear. We are the elders. We are the elders. Wait till you see when the enlightenment comes, and let me show you how old we are, because this doesn't stop, honey.
Oh, baby. Yes.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch it. Okay. Let's, you know, there are such beautiful songs from West Side Story, and I want to play, if you can, at somewhere. Barbara Streisand is a great version of it.
Barbara Streisand is a force. She was one of the first people I fell in love with when I started to have an interest in musical
theater. But let's get the West Side Story version of Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, somehow we'll find a new way of living. Da, 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 da. And we're going to chat to Jonathan Rocksmith in a moment. Now, when things arrive in studio, I get very, very concerned. And then I chase people away because I almost chased you. I almost kicked your
head. We almost called the police.
Because I was so confused. Who's bothering me while I'm busy? Because when I'm busy, I'm busy.
Shoot.
Like, I don't know what's going on. Is something on fire? Do we have to get out? Please give me an estimate of the cheapest Valentine's date that will still result in us having sex.
S-E-X.
Okay. And the babes... The babes of the babes. Hold on. This is what I'm reading. Okay.
Yeah.
My special guest in studio is Zindi Makubane and her boyfriend.
Zindi.
I'm sorry, my head. I'm doing the Z and the D.
Zindi. Hey, we can start a group and call ourselves Zindi.
The Zindis. Yeah. Yes, the Zindis.
The Zindis.
See, I got confused. Sorry. I'm in the middle of this experience at the moment. The interesting thing is that what made you send this to your girlfriend in studio? Come forward. We can't hear you.
It's Valentine's.
Okay, soon? Well, not yet soon. So I have to ask you the question. I don't even know your name. What is your name?
My name is Dede.
Dede.
Didi and Dede.
Didi and Dede.
Dede. Okay. Dede. Sounds like a Nigerian song. Yes.
Can we?
That's a Nigerian.
Dede. We did not plan a nice song.
We did not.
And we're going to chat to Jonathan Rocksmouth, who to me is it's the most romantic musical that not so terrific. It's so sad. But
very sad and violent.
But it's incredible. But the romance of love through death. And oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going
to
cry.
No, babes. I did cry.
I'm still, I cried. Okay, so Dede.
Yeah.
Please give me an estimate of the cheapest Valentine's Day date that will still result in us having sex. Now, I know it's really not like. So are you asking me the question?
Because she gave me. She came and gave me the note. And I was like, this is awkward because your girlfriend's here. I didn't know who this is for.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
No, then I can't say it.
Wait, what were you going to say? Say it.
Take a bar of Cadbury's chocolate, melt it. But do it properly, not in a microwave, over a slow burning stove. Mm-hmm. Put it all over your body. Okay, white chocolate.
While it's hot.
I go, no, while it's hot. I don't want to burn the man. Okay. While it's soldering.
Yeah.
And you throw it all over your body and then lie on the bed with a rose in your hoo-ha private place. And that could be the cheapest way.
In his hoo-ha. That might be a very painful.
Just put the rose next to the hoo-ha, in the hoo-ha.
Okay. Around the hoo-ha.
And around the hoo-ha. And that perhaps could be the cheap. But I actually want to ask this question. I'm going to leave this for Gareth. So what do you think? Would you do him? I mean, would you? Would you do
him? Wow.
Sorry, did you? It said, is please give me an estimate of the cheapest Valentine's date that will still result in us having sex. I think that's cheaper.
What happened to a picnic?
It's about 12 rand. That's expensive. You've got to play. That's 50 rand. This is 12 rand. What are you talking about? It's bubble chocolate and I don't know, some other stuff.
But the electricity. Yeah. That's expensive.
All right. We're gonna play with you in a moment, the two of you.
Play with us.
I mean, I'm so confused. What show is this?
They're going to play
with us. We're going to play with people. There's hoo-hahs. There's melted chocolate. Where am I?
I don't know where we are. Don't even go there. I'll tell you something, but I want to come back to, and I'm so happy we did this last week on the show, because I turned around and I said that I hadn't seen West Side Story ever. It's one of the few musicals I hadn't. I've seen Wicked 8 times, Lion King 7 times, Jersey Boys 6, actually 5 times.
Wow.
I've seen Priscilla twice, Phantom, so incredible, twice as well, Les Mis a few times, and I've seen it in different languages. I've seen Queen of the Night in the operas. I've seen lots. But West Side Story I hadn't seen.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, like the idiot that I am, I go and I listen to some of the music and I go, this is like Barbra Streisand backwards, okay? This is Stephen... Sondheim, whom I love, and you know, things just blow you away when you start to listen to songs like this, okay? And then you see one of your favorite musical stars, okay, in South Africa sing it, and you get blown away.
Goosey.
Okay, I'm just gonna play a little bit of it because this is from West Side Story.
Play it, baby.
And he's on the line. Jonathan Rocksmith will be in 1 second.
Is this the Barbara version?
Yeah, Barbara. I had to Barbara it.
Miss Streisand.
Oh.
Oh, listen.
Oh,
to
and the magic.
Strings.
I mean, an 18-piece orchestra, a band.
Oh.
Joburg Civic Theatre.
Light.
Okay. You have to see it. That's why Barbara can't even do this justice to what they did on the stage last night.
I can't wait.
Seriously.
You didn't take me as your plus one.
No. Well, I mean, it just shows you that this is magic. I don't know what happens to these machines. But nevertheless, on the line, Jonathan Rocksmouth, you blew us away, my boy.
Hello, Mr. Rocksmith.
Thank you. Hello.
You blew us away. And I mean, that introduction, I don't know what happened. These machines just stop in the middle of the cell phones.
Sabotage.
Jonathan, first and foremost, it was a privilege. It was an honor. And I can't, you know, as I said, I saw these other productions. I will see this at least 5 times. Because I have Amazing. Never been so blown away. Your performance was exceptional. I mean, the dancing was
Thank you.
Was amazing. The staging. And for Bernard J at Interval to turn around and say, you know, this is one of the only stages in the world that can go to this depth, this magnitude,
yes.
and
it's
transform
vast.
It.
That
you, you've never seen
incredible.
When you see this. You'll never believe what you see.
Wow.
At one point, I thought I was watching a Paramount motion picture.
In 3D?
No, not even in 3D. 40. It's like you're watching a screen. It is insane.
Wow.
Firstly, congratulations.
An
emotional piece. And Jonathan, I might get this wrong, but you were emotional at one point.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few points.
Okay, all right.
It's that sort of show.
It is that type of show. You played Tony, and I had the whole cast, a lot of the cast in last week. And did it exceed all your expectations last night?
Look, I mean, opening nights are always tough because you generally have a lot of people in the audience that you want to please.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, opening night nerves sometimes get the best of you. Sometimes they results in you giving something that perhaps you didn't want to give. But last night, I mean, I'm sure you felt it. There was such a sense of community there because all our people were in the theater, like cheering us on. It was just one of those opening nights that I won't forget.
Jonathan, besides cheering you on, at certain points, you couldn't hear a pin drop. It's
sure.
interesting because so often I watch and I love to watch the audience and look around the audience.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at the audience, you see they're having a whisper, or they're eating an Astro, or they're busy slurping a drink or something. Okay. And you just watched that no one's head moved. It just didn't move. The whole audience just sat. Okay.
Yeah.
Like fixated on the stage, which is quite odd to see, even in dramatic pieces. But I mean, of course, while you have the drama and you have the knife fights and you have this love story, you also have quite a lot of dance. Joyous moments. I mean, this play
Absolutely.
First appeared in 1959, and to see that on stage is mind-blowing.
And it's still relevant.
And it is relevant.
Yeah.
It's still relevant, exactly. It is still relevant, which is, you know, perhaps a little bit sad in itself, because, you know, West Side, aside from the gang warfare, it's about, two sets of immigrants fighting one another for acceptance.
Yes.
And, you know, with what's going on in New York and America and all those things at the moment, I think West Side is more relevant than it has ever been.
Ever been, yeah.
Which is very telling. Which is very telling.
The Jonathan, of course, I want to bring this up because it's exceptional. We don't know this artist, Linnell Kennett, okay, because obviously Joburg hasn't been exposed to her. We haven't. I mean, I have had the pleasure to once see her doing something at Cape Town Opera, but we haven't been exposed. And people sat there going, who the hell is this girl?
Mm.
Not knowing that she has won the Fleur de Cup. And what a leading lady to perform with.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You see, the thing about with her, as you know, aside from being, you know, classically trained as a singer, she's a very brave actress.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll be in rehearsal or something, and the director will say, "Okay, I want you to really, you know, when you find out that he's killed your brother, I want you to really go for him."
Mm.
And you know, sometimes, you know, the leading lady is like, she pushed me over in the rehearsal room, and I realized, okay, I can work with this girl most certainly because she knows her way around. I shouldn't say this girl, this lady. She really, and she just goes for it. And then, you know, on the other hand, she says, okay, now your first kiss has to be earth shattering because 10,000 light bulbs are going to come on. And I think, this is going to be tough.
Jonathan.
Alan?
I've never seen someone kiss more on stage. The two of you kissed the whole way.
Yeah.
I saw, and actually, I was about to see your baby come on that stage. I don't know. Seriously. They were giving birth.
We all joke, because by the end of the run, she will be pregnant.
Clearly. Jonathan, I'm so proud of your work. You're exceptional because
Thank
it's
you.
So
He's
wonderful
amazing,
to
yeah.
turn around and watch you, and I've watched you grow.
Mm.
But just to see this, and from each role, from Joseph to Sweeney Todd to
Phantom.
West Side Story, to Phantom, to your own plays, to your new album, the Lloyd Webber album that's out. It's just so so exceptional. We're going to get you in soon, but just congratulations to you, the company.
Thank you.
It was lovely to see people like Stephen and Bianca and Christopher Jefter and, you know... I'm going to make you sing when you come into studio, but Jonathan really isn't well.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's got a bit of flu. So I'm going to not make you do that today, but Matthew Wilder, the director, did a great job. The Ethel Few got it, produced it with your whole company. Please congratulate them. We are in awe.
And if
people do not
Thank
see
you.
This, they and I cannot wait to see the awards.
I cannot
the awards.
Wait to see the show.
It's phenomenal. The one and only Jonathan Rocksmouth
Thank
is
so
my
much,
very
Thank
special
so
guest. Congratulations. Cheers, wow.
Wow. He's
West Side Story. It's at the Joburg Civic Theatre. Don't miss this production. You have never seen anything like this in your life. I'm telling you. And I've seen lots.
I definitely cannot miss this one.
I'm going next week again.
Are you going to take me this time?
Any man on date night, I will take you. Okay, I promise you, I'm going home with you. We're getting married at the end of this thing. I'm telling you. I tell you, it'll be... Now, so hold on. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. It's not the cheapest, but it's one of the best ways to take someone on a Valentine's Day date that will result in... them having a little bit of a
Coitus.
Kiss and a hug. Okay, so Dada.
Didi
and
Dada.
Didi.
Didi Dada. Didi.
Didi.
Didi. Didi.
Go and see this, please.
Didi. Didi.
To take her to the
West Side Story.
You will be blown away.
I love that theatre. I think we can do that.
This is what you're going to do.
That's cheap
it
enough.
It will result in coitus.
And then afterwards, you're going to cry.
Afterwards,
you are going to be sobbing.
Cry.
And then they're going to go home and didi dede.
And coitus.
And be in Nigeria. It has been a phenomenal show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you very much to my special guest in studio, Didi Makubane, and her boyfriend, who we clapped into studio very quickly because he was irritating me. Dede. Didi, what can we expect from you?
A lot more keeping score. I'm also going into producing my very own short film.
Oh, wow.
But that stuff, for 2018. So looking forward to that.
Do
your,
the most
your
moment.
Team will be in contact with us and we'll get you back on. Okay.
Absolutely.
High five.
Absolutely. Thank
yes,
you.
Girl.
I want to thank my special guests, of course, Richard Loring turned 80, Jonathan the Rocksmouth, Alan Committee will join us next week, Greg Lipton about the Plus One Festival, Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist, and thank you for joining me in studio.
Of course, it's
as my
pleasure.
Very special holding my hand.
Yeah.
I don't know who comes in the studio wearing a nighty, but we'll hold
babes, I do the most all the time.
I know. Zianda Yako, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This has been CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and it is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous.
Ciao.
The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.